Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on, with tongues to the same.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Oh, 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 oh.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Oh. Worship you. Oh, bless the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. My hallelujah belongs to you. What's up, Paige? Man, tell your daddy, call me, man. Woo, you deserve it. When? Now. Wake up in your mind. Get up in your thinking. Move in your purpose. Oh, God has a plan for you today. Corporate praise, say, you deserve it. Don't matter if anybody listening, don't matter if it's any music, you deserve it. From the bottom of my heart, you deserve it. Yes, he is, he's good. Good morning, family. Wake up, get up, and move in your purpose. Yes, this is our weekly time of getting together on Wednesday mornings and Friday mornings for this encouraging word that comes straight from the Lord. I pray that as God is sharing a word with me in my process of becoming more Christ-like, that some of my principles that God is instructing me to live by, it will be encouraging to you to say, hey, let me find the word that's going to, watch this, give me structure in my life. Oh yeah, there's a lot of messages going on, a lot of controversy going on in our country, and people are doing what they're going to do. But what's most important is, what am I going to do? Am I going to continue to point fingers and blame? And what, it has to become a point in this Christian walk that we start to move when God says move. This now movement is just not a word. It is a movement of now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Not tomorrow faith, not next week faith, but we're talking about some right now faith. But you cannot have faith if you haven't made that transition. Oh yeah, wake up in your mind. Read John chapter 15 and know that when you abide in him, he'll abide in you. Then you hear me say, get up in your thinking. Well, the Bible says, let this mind be in you. See, you have to be a vessel that is available to let in the mind of Christ. How do you do it? Come on, get the mind of Christ in you by studying the scriptures that prove himself and reveal himself to you personally. Oh, yeah. And see, you go to another level in relationship with God, because now, watch, God is moving on your behalf. Now God is doing something for your favor, and it's not because you earned it, it's because you worked for it. I'm just trying to tell somebody out there that it's not a free ride. It's not something that's hocus pocus and magic. It is understanding that when I am, 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, it says, if anyone is in Christ Jesus. See, you got to make a move. You have to make a transition out of what is old into what is new. Now, it's not something that God has to remake. It's something that we have to reveal in ourselves as newness. Oh, yeah, God, everything God has done is finished. It's complete. Nothing can be added or taken away from it. Good morning, Wanda. God bless you, woman of God. Nothing can be added or taken away from it, but God requires an account for what is past. That means I have to make up some ground. You have to make up some ground. You have to go to another position in God when you are in him. Now, when you are in him, it's a whole nother ball game. Because now by being in him, your life has died, and it's he who lives in you. No longer I who live, as Paul instructed us. I think I believe Colossians chapter 3, that I no longer live, but he who lives in me. When? Now. You better get some now life. You better get some now revelation. You better get some now word that will give you a now solution to your now problem. Oh, glory be to God. Somebody, that touched somebody there, because somebody's going through something and somebody's saying, well, how do I fix? How do I correct? How do I get out of this rut? Well, you got to change your position. You can't stay where you've been. You can't keep doing what you've been doing. You cannot continue to try the same old, same old, same old, same old thing and expect a different result. No, you have to change position. See, some of us are saying we're Christians, but we have not made a transition into a new position. Good morning, blessed lady, woman of God. We're praying for you in the mighty name of Jesus. We're praying for Carol Morris' son, William. We're praying for, we have a lot on the prayer list that we're going to share at the end here. But watch this. That now I'm in Christ Jesus, old things are passed away. Behold, all things become what? New. New right now. But you got to make a transition. Go with me this morning to Ephesians chapter 1. Simple as that. I implore you, as I said, as we're studying, take this whole chapter today. Read chapter 1. You say, I read Ephesians before. Read chapter 1 again. And watch the revelation change for you, because every time I study the Word of God, there's a new revelation that tells me I got to keep pressing to stay in line with this Word. Oh, this Word does not change, but my mind will stray away. My mind will get distracted. My mind will lose focus. Oh, yeah, when you lose focus, you move too slow. And when you move too slow, you get beat out. When you move too slow, somebody else comes in. And then we say, why them? Why not me? Because we move too slow because we had no focus. We had no commitment. Holy glory, hallelujah. We had no commitment to the Word of God that we are in him. I am new. No, I'm not old anymore. People can call me right now. Man, I remember you back from 1983. I'm glad you do, because he's gone. I have made a repentance for that man. I make a repentance of that man, because that man, when he comes back in, he's only one snap away. And I fight daily. I was telling this last night on Man of the Movement. Daily. Don't get it twisted, because I stay in the Word. That's what keeps me focused. But I'm one second away from being the old man. That's how the enemy is here to rob, kill, and destroy my focus. Oh, God. The Spirit of God that dwells in me must stay strong. And I must be aware of my position. Oh, yes. Move too slow. Lose focus. Miss out on everything. Oh, God has some great things in store for you because of your thinking. Because as a man thinketh, Proverbs, come on now, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you think you are great because of God's greatness, you are great. Not because of what you see on the outside, not because of what people got and what other people have. It's the peace of God that dwells in you. Oh, the other things will come. The other things will manifest itself, and I'm going to share you again. Here, let me help you out. That you put your hand to the plow and go to work. Nothing's free. And some of us become Christians, and we see the glamorous things that our other Christians have, and we think it just falls out of heaven. Well, whoa, let me tell you something. I don't care who you see, what you see, and how you see it. It took a whole lot of work to get it done. Now, some people went a little shady, and some people did it a little this way. That's not my concern, but I'm going to still tell you, it took a lot of work. And then you see the enemy, and you see the world growing and expanding, and because they're putting in some work, brother, sister. It's time for my mind to go to work. Oh, yes, because when I'm in him, I change my position. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. I tell you, read the whole chapter. But watch, it says in verse 7. In him. Stop right there. I know people are like, man, stop. Dude. Look, in him. See, first of all, before you can go any further, a lot of us really need to grasp what being in him is all about. Oh, yes. See, now you go back to 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. It says, if anyone. That means you, me, anyone. But you're just not free. You must now change positions to get out of you and to come into him. Oh, glory. See, when you're in him, old things are passed away. You can't tell me about that because it's done. Because I didn't just sit around. I confessed my sins. And he says, if I confess my sins, he is faithful and just to forgive all my unrighteousness. It has been forgiven. But guess what? Now I had to forgive. See, forgiveness is not free. Read Mark chapter 11. Down in 25, 26, it said, if you don't forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. But see, that's what now makes me in Christ Jesus, because I live by love, I live by favor, I live by grace, I live by honoring God in every area of my life. I'm not just trying to be a great singer or a great preacher or a great this or a great that. In every area of my life, I'm going to magnify God, that people say, with God, he can do it, but without him, I can do nothing. Because then I'm right back to that 1 second of being who I used to be. Trying to do it on my own, trying to finagle you and convince you to come help me do what I want to do because I don't want to work. See, somebody out there need to know today that by you putting your hand to the plow, by you going to work, oh, God is going to favor you because God wants to bless you, yes, exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can think or ask that you can bless somebody else. But you got to go to work. Now watch this. In him, see, we're in him. We're new now. You have some you have some rewards coming to you now, my brother. You have some things sitting there for you, my sister, that you have not activated because you have not changed positions. Watch this. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. Watch this, though. That in that dispensation of the fullness of time, of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth, in him. See, if you want to see some things different, get in him. Watch your whole eyesight change. If you want to hear things different, get in him and watch your whole hearing mechanisms change. Oh, my God. If you really want to feel him, get out of the flesh and understand how to dwell in him as well as him dwelling in you. Because now being in him means I am bonded in divine relationship with God. I don't need, no. It doesn't take you. And believe me, my sister, my brother, it doesn't take me to get you there. God. It's only by God that you can receive the favor that he has for you and the favor that he has for you. What? Right now, because you're no longer outside, but you have made a transition of position and got inside of him. Oh, yes, he's already prepared the place for you to come on in. He says now through the fullness of him, he wants to bring heaven and earth together for us. That is no longer us worrying about what's happening. How is it going to happen? Am I going to eat? Am I going to have clothes? No. What it is that we remember this. It's going to blow you away. Some people say, oh, he has a great ending or a great climax for this message. Watch this, because it all ends up to the number one thing that we should learn to do, and that's to pray. Because we now pray, our Father who art in heaven. Oh, glory. We ain't talking down here. We ain't even worried about down here. Who art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. We want to respect you. And we want to show you. We're not coming to you for our own selfish need, but we want to honor our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth. Now watch that transference from heaven to earth. Kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh my God, do you understand right now that you can have what heaven is already holding for you when you learn how to pray? When you learn how to, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. Come on now. We know that the principles of God can work in my life when I change my position. Oh, yeah, that's what this is all about this morning. Waking up in your mind, change position. Get up in your thinking, change positions. Move in your purpose. Oh, I didn't explain that part. See, moving in my purpose is when I'm glorifying God in every area of my life because I want to tell you about Jesus. And I want you to know that anything you think he's doing for me, he'll do better for you. Anything you think that you see, and you say, look what God has done for them. He'll do greater for you. But you got to stay focused. You can't move too slow. You got to move with now. You can't procrastinate. You got to move now. You got to decide right now. No more choices. See, choices are like every finger I have. We make one, we make another, we make another, we make another, we make another. Then we come back around and make some more and some more. But a decision is something that I'm saying to you openly. That's why the Word of God says, confess your sins one to another. I will not sin no more. So I confess them to you. And if I sin, you better hold me accountable and say, oh, no, Pastor E, brother E, homie, whatever you want, however you want to address that situation, and say, my brother, you professed and confessed to me. I must hold you accountable to what you confessed. And I can't get upset because I brought you into my business. There's another thing there. Some of your business is nobody's business. You better take it to the Lord in prayer and handle it there. And know that God will send the right person that will receive and already know that's what they were sent for. They'll say something to you and you'll be scratching your head like, wait a minute, I ain't even told him that yet. See, now you know that the divine will of God, of heaven and earth coming together, because it's not my will, but it's the will of God. Wake up in your mind. Get up in your thinking. Move in your purpose. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for anointing us this morning in our minds. Thank you for bringing us into agreement this morning, Heavenly Father God, that we are in you. But let me finish reading 11 and 12 as we get ready to close out this broadcast for this week. I want to talk about the portion room this morning. We have some contestants that need to be pushed on in into the portion room because they need a touch from God. Oh, my God. Come on, somebody. I'm giving freely into it now. So whenever, whoever and whatever it comes to, they can receive it freely. But watch this. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we, who first trusted in Christ, should be to the praise of his glory. See, you got to stand in the right position that people say, you know what? I don't care what comes up against them. They are showing God glory. They are always willing to work. They are always staying focused. Oh, no. You ain't going to get nothing past them because they are in agreement. They pray together. They know how to pick up the phone and say, hey, bruh, we got to talk. There's something going on in the atmosphere that we got to get together and stand, not by a, watch this, horizontal connection, but by a vertical connection. Didn't you hear what he says? That he can make room. He can close space and bring heaven and earth together right now by your prayers. Oh, come on, pray in that position. Get in that right position and do a personal study on what it really means to be in Christ Jesus. You still look like you used to look. You still talk like you used to talk. I'm not throwing stones because anything I'm saying to you, I was talking to myself. That was me. That was me procrastinating. That was me talking about God and singing God all over the place, but still was doing me. That was me. So I'm not throwing stones. And if the shoe fit, wear it. I'm keeping it 100 with you. That's not me. That's the Holy Spirit telling you. You know what? Somebody out there went through just like you did. And that's what's so spectacular about this one accord is that we start to understand we are just alike. We go through the same stuff. And let me tell you, just because you hear a good word from somebody does not mean that somebody is not going through too. But it ain't what you do. It's how you go through. And that's right. Just be nice to your fellow man. You know, I share this, and I want to acknowledge this all the time. You try to say, well, how can I be more like Jesus? Everything, come on, study. Everything he did was to bring value in you. Hallelujah. Bring value in me. Show me that I can do it. Give me the tools to make it. And guess what? Never leave me, never forsake me, never throw me to the side, never stab me in the back, never talk about me, but be there with me through thick and thin. And guess what? Because I got to go through thick and thin, and so do you. Like I said, it's not an easy run. You cannot avoid the purpose of God. And you have to know how to let the redeemed say so. God bless you, family. Wake up in your mind. Get up in your thinking and move in your purpose. Now, I want to open up this portion of our broadcast that we acknowledge the portion room. Some people say, what's that? Well, the portion room is something we have here at P2P Ministries and the Now Network that we ask our covenant partners to give freely. And you know, you're sitting there saying, well, you know, I don't have any issues, but you have favor in your life right now. You have grace in your life right now. We ask, just give a little way. So I'll be the first one. I open up the portion room right now, and I say, Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for everything that you're doing, have done, and will continue to do for me. So Heavenly Father God, I say right now, I want to give freely all of the favor, grace, love, forgiveness, anything that you have given me, I want to give it now in the portion room freely. Take it. I'll make it through. I'll get by. I'll find a way. But I want to give it right now that, Lord, someone that you find purpose will receive it freely. And I ask my other covenant partners, if you can deposit some love, give it up right now. Oh, in the name of Jesus. If you can give up some financial blessings. No, don't send no money. Some financial blessings. Give it in right now. Whatever you can sow into the portion room. No name on it. We're not directing this to no particular person. See, because when you give to the portion room, that means it's out of your hands. It's now in the hands of God. And now, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have received our gift, our free will gift. And we thank you, Lord, that we're still standing here saying thank you with a spirit of love in our hearts. But now we want to pray, Lord, for Brother George. We want to pray for Nicole. We want to pray for Monique and her team. We want to pray for Brother William. We want to pray for Sister Carol. We want to pray for Sister Wanda and blessed woman of God. We want to pray for Ali. We want to pray for Pastor Evangelist Apostle Julie. We want to pray for anyone under the sound of my voice right now that, Lord, you bless them with a new mind right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we take away all doubt, all depression, all fear right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray for peace for Jerusalem right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for peace in our own country right now. We pray for peace in our cities, our inner cities, in our schools, in our communities. We pray for Sylvia Nunn's Angels and our youth camp out in Compton right now. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for Pajel J. Williams II. Amen. That whole Williams family, oh, mighty man and woman of God there in Chicago. We pray for that ministry. I don't know if the church is still a glorious worship center, but we pray for their ministry right now, Pastor Pedro. We pray for him, and we thank God for him right now. We thank God for each and every one of you. But we pray right now that as God has blessed, that we're willing to bless others. And that we're willing to give others. We want to pray for Irvin right now. Irvin Lackey, what's up, my brother, man? I hope to see you at Bible study today. We know about the car, but God bless. Don't forget the concert this Sunday at 4 o'clock. Well, 3 o'clock. Amen. Then we pray, Heavenly Father God, that your grace, your love, and your peace be abound in each and every one of us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, as we push those people that have requested prayer today into the portion room, we say it's done. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the deliverance. We thank you for the transformation. We thank you that, Lord, you be glorified, magnified in everything that we do from this moment forward, because we change positions and we honor you with our gifts. We honor you with our talents. We honor you with our prayers. We honor you with our love. And, Lord, we honor you with our lives. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. We believe it, we receive it, now we achieve it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, family. It's always a pleasure to share here live on Facebook. This broadcast will be on our YouTube station later. We invite you to come out to our weekly Bible study at Sylvia Nunn's Angels, 200 North Long Beach Boulevard, Compton, California, 90221. We invite you to come out to Sylvia Nunn's Angels on Sunday. We have a gospel hip-hop explosion. It's the concert of the year. Going to be outside on the patio, and we're going to have an awesome time. You want to volunteer, come on out and help us today at 11, Pressing Over the Hump with Pastor E on our Blog Talk Radio, and that's all for free. So just join us, man.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. In Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.